Now, our behind-the-scenes interview hosted by WSHU's station manager, Rima Dial, and Westport Country Playhouse Artistic Director, Mark Lemos.
This is Rima Dial, station manager with WSHU, and joining me right now is Mark Lemos, Artistic Director of Westport Country Playhouse. Mark, I am so excited to have this conversation because not only do you and I share a love of radio plays and ghost stories, but this is our first official partnership to bring a very Merry Christmas Carol to both of our audience. So welcome, Mark, and tell me how this idea of this radio play came about.
Thank you, Rima. I'm so happy to be here with you. It actually was a group think in a funny way. Mark Shanahan, who is a terrific actor and director, had produced some radio theater for the White Heron Theater in Nantucket when the lockdowns. And he shared some of his, most of them were suspense and ghost stories, and he shared some of them with me, and I thought they were just beautifully done. John Gramada did all of the sound design and the music, and John has worked with me many, many times, and many times at the Playhouse. He's one of the great sound designers, you know, in the New York area. He works on Broadway a lot. And John and Mark created these radio dramas, and I thought they were marvelous. And we started talking about doing a radio suspense theater. That was my idea. And once I got that idea out, someone else, it might have been Annie Keefe or someone else on the staff, said, well, why don't we do a Christmas Carol? That's a ghost story. And then Mark chimed in and said, I've got an adaptation of a Christmas Carol, but I could tailor it for the Westport Country Playhouse specifically. And I said, I love this idea. And then Michael Barker, our managing director, said, well, can't we broadcast it? we tend to work with, it takes a village with the Westport Country Playhouse.
It takes a village here too at WSHU Radio. So I completely understand.
I know you do. I know. So that's how it really came about. And we just thought, all right, let's go ahead and do this. We contacted you. You were all so forthcoming with this idea. And we were off and running. And that's how it really happened.
Well, we are absolutely delighted to broadcast this production of yours. And tell me, in recording the radio play, given that we are in a pandemic, how did that work for you? How did you bring it all together?
Well, it was very carefully organized by our associate producer and production manager, David Dreyfus. Most people in the show recorded from their homes. John Gramada, the sound designer, sent them a kit so that their microphones and the sound pickup would not vary between performance. And Paxton Whitehead, the brilliant actor who plays Scrooge, and I, who narrate it, both did our recording from a little booth that was set up on stage at the Playhouse because our roles are sort of the longest. And also, we just felt it would control it a little bit better. He was happy to drive up from New Jersey. I was happy to drive in from Sherman, Connecticut, where I live. And we spent a few hours, his was much longer because it's a much larger role, but a few hours with Mark directing from, I think he was in New York, but I could see his face, and John was a few feet away in the auditorium, and that's how we did it. But virtually, I'd say 90% of the actors met each other on Zoom for their scenes together.
Did you imagine that you'd be in this place producing and presenting a virtual radio drama this way even 6 or 12 months ago? You know, if we came together and said, hey, shall we do this broadcast, would that even have entered your mind at that point?
No, you know, we would have been producing our season. We would have been in the thick of getting up 5 shows, you know, that start rehearsals in late March and open in late April and move on through Thanksgiving. That's our season. So really only 2 months ago when we got this idea, did this ever occur that we could make this happen? And we were so thrilled that we were able to partner with you, because Mark said that on Nantucket they were able to broadcast to literally hundreds of thousands of people in New England, up in that neck of the woods, and that it really got people very familiar with the work of that theater. So I'm hoping it will have the same effect for the Westport Playhouse because of you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, a necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. And I do completely value the partnership that Westport Country Playhouse has had with WSHU over the years. So this partnership for this production and then other radio plays moving forward, I hope we get to continue to be wonderful partners, because as you know, not only do we share an audience, but we share donors and volunteers as well. It is a wonderful partnership that both of our organizations have, and I think this is going to extend it artistically much further. Yes,
I agree with you. We do share, as nonprofit institutions, a community of like-minded people who love the arts and who love, you know, classical music. They love the presentations on WSHU. They love the work that we do at the Playhouse. So I feel that it's a great kind of cross-pollination for the two of us. Yeah.
Now, Mark, a little tangent from the Christmas Carol version that you're producing. Can you talk a little bit about how you and other arts organizations have weathered the pandemic?
Yes. I mean, we're all doing it in different ways. We're very much in touch with each other. One of the upsides of the pandemic and all of us having to not produce work on stage, one of the upsides of that is that all of us are sharing a lot of ideas together. All of us are really trying to move forward creatively with each other and support each other, theaters across the country. And that's been very helpful. The biggest help has been our board of trustees and some extraordinarily generous donors who have really, really stepped up and helped us out. Barbara and John Stryker. Barbara was our board chair, gave us a tremendously generous gift. A valued donor, donors Ed and Maureen Schloss in Darien gave us a matching gift, which was, we overmatched.
Wonderful.
And we've had, you know, yeah, we've had great success with trustees really working hard to make sure we not only survive, but that we reopen with a season in, you know, in the spring.
Wonderful. And that's so great to hear. We are really lucky that we live in a very philanthropic community, aren't we?
Indeed. Yes.
Now, going back to the Westport Country Playhouse version of A Christmas Carol, A Very Merry Christmas Carol, and to the work that Mark Shanahan and you did to envision this as part of making it more closely akin to what your audience would recognize as being a Christmas Carol that's really from Westport Country Playhouse. Talk to me a little bit about how that came about. And can you share how you made that adaptation for the Westport Country Playhouse audience?
Yeah, it was a thrill. Really, Mark did it. Mark Shanahan did it. He sent me the script and he said, I can personalize this for you. I can envision you narrating this. He said, because the script I originally read was for live performance with actors, so there was a lot of stage business. He said, I'm going to give you all of the stage business. You know, he enters the house, he does this, she does that. I'm going to give that to you, but I'm going to make it even more special. And within an hour or so, he sent back this delicious script, which has me in the playhouse telling the story. You've already heard it because you've heard part one.
Yep.
And I invite you to kind of imagine that you're there with me in the red velvet seats in the barn, and that the curtain is going up on A Christmas Carol. And the way he managed that and all of the narration that he wrote for me, I just loved. I mean, it was like he channeled me totally. And the fact that he could personalize it and make the whole telling of Christmas Carol be about Westport, Connecticut, and this sort of jewel in the crown of the arts institutions in Fairfield County, the Westport Country Playhouse, and, you know, it's been there for 90 years. The fact that he was able to do that was just, I thought, genius. So that it was really all Mark, and without him, we would not have had this, you know, very special program that is a Christmas Carol like no other.
Now, one of the things that I loved when you all approached us is that so much of what A Christmas Carol is not just the redemption story for Scrooge, but it really is a timeless carol of joy. And I think that's what we all need right now. And to that end, what other joyful things are you planning as a Westport Country Playhouse moving forward to the spring and the summer?
Well, we have a number of programs that we're about to launch. One is called Concept to Curtain, which will bring together the production team that created our production of In the Heights, and that they talk about, it's a film actually. It's a documentary, and they talk about how they created the production of that marvelous show. We have a monthly Cocktails with Mark, that's me, where you can ask me questions about reopening, about making theater, about almost anything you want to do. We'll be bringing special guests into that. That's going to be once a month, and we're going to keep that going, we think, even when we're back in all together under one roof or one tent. We are talking about performing a couple big musicals outdoors.
Wonderful.
This coming spring, summer. Yeah, yeah. And I'm creating a virtual production of one of our plays with actors and a writer. So we're going to be planning five experiences, five productions. Some will be live. One or two might be virtual, but and people are really, it's been wonderful. People are subscribing. Subscribers are staying with us. We're getting some new ticket buyers. So I'm very, very encouraged. And, you know, beyond that, I'm so grateful to the performers who've worked with us. We did a big fundraiser, included a documentary. Many of our alums are really, you know, people who just stopped the show. Came out and performed for us, and the Merry Little Christmas Carol, in fact, is all people who are part of the Westport Playhouse family. They've all appeared on our stage at least once, if not numerous times. So the arts community itself has been tremendously joyful and forthcoming, and they have been so impacted, as you know, Rima, because they will not really be able to go back to work until there's a vaccine, and that's a
right.
long way off still, a vaccine that will allow people to really be meeting inside theaters.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we were so happy to recommend the stage manager that we've been working with for our virtual events to help you guys out with your production of A Very Merry Christmas Carol.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's been great. I can't thank you enough.
Now, my last question to close out this interview, Mark, you've been a longtime artistic director for Westport Country Playhouse. What was it like to jump back into actor mode as the narrator for A Very Merry Christmas Carol?
You know, honestly, it felt really good because I said to my staff after I did it, I said, wow, I had a great afternoon yesterday. I was actually doing something. I was making art instead of figuring out how to fundraise, whether we perform under a tent, whether we, you know, what are the COVID protocols, when will Actors Equity, blah, 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 all of that stuff. Suddenly, for 2.5 hours, I was working with a wonderful director, great sound designer, David Dreyfuss, our production manager, creating, you know, part of this show. And it just felt great.
Wonderful.
it's kind of keeping me going now until we really get together again and I can be in a room directing actors.
Well, Mark, I cannot thank you enough for the time that you've taken right now to jump on Skype to do this interview with me. And I really want to thank you, your actors, directors, staff, board of directors as well, for this wonderful partnership. And I can't wait for us to proceed and to do more radio plays together. I mean, you and I can geek out about how much we really love Agatha Christie and other suspenseful and ghost stories.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark Shanahan and you and I, we all share this guilty pleasure of loving detective fiction,
correct,
ghost stories, suspense. So, you know, yeah, we're really looking forward to this, too.
Well, Mark, again, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, happiest holidays to you and your whole team. Thank you so very much for your time today, and we'll chat soon.